Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Goggleland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pico Stanis. This is episode 294, season 12. Today's date is January 7, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's program, I'm going to start off with a sad note. I'm going to do my tribute to actress Cindy Morgan. She was best known in her roles in Caddyshack and Tron. Also, she did a lot of television roles. Also, she was a former DJ at WSDM FM 98 in Chicago. And I'll talk about her biography and my memories of watching her on TV and in the movies. Also, I'm going to talk about the demise of Fruit Strike Gum, which was, I had no idea. I found this out the other day. So, you know, when I went to the store, I never noticed it. So that's a complete shock. So that's kind of sad. We'll see. All right. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Rival Crockpot. And the spokesperson for this commercial is none other than Joe Garagiola. So this commercial is from 1975, so sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the program. Thank you, everyone.
When you choose a slow cooker, be sure you get the real thing, the original Rival Crock-Pot, the last word in slow cooking. Good things like stews, roasts, chicken, meatloaf. No sticking, stirring, or timing, because the Rival Crock-Pot heating element is wrapped around thick stoneware, and it cooks from the sides. And it cooks all day for about 3 cents. Insist on Rival's Crock-Pot, the original slow stoneware cooker.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Rival Crock-Pot. Joe Garagiola was in the commercial speaking. I remember watching him not just from baseball. He was a baseball player. From his commercials and game shows. And, you know, he still did commentary and also broadcasting. You know, he seemed like a very nice man. And so he was, you saw him around. He seemed like a very easygoing guy. You know, I liked him a lot. And he played from four teams. He played the St. Louis Cardinals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago Cubs, and the New York Giants. So that's quite a feat. And so he stopped playing in 1954. So, and he did guest host the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and also, you know, there was here's a little trivia: when he hosted the Tonight Show, the Beatles were still together in May 1968. John Lennon and Paul McCartney appeared. You know, so that was great. I would love to see that. That would be cool. I don't know where the other two were. So I guess, who knows. So TV shows, He hosted, like, for example, He Said, She Said, St. Joe Garagiola's Memory Game, Sale of a Century, which I remember in the 70s, to tell the truth, the later versions. He did that. And then he passed away on March 23rd, 2016. He was 90 years old. So I never knew he did a Crock-Pot commercial, so that was kind of cool. To be honest with you, I never owned a Crock-Pot. Neither did my mother. So I don't know. She don't believe in them. She finds it very weird, you know, putting food in like an round thing and you plug it in. That's according to her. So I've seen other people, they cook with that. And, you know, I used to work in an office at American Express. They used to bring the crock pots and food's always good, hot, you know, easy to use, easy to clean. Who knows? As for Rival, the brand, I don't know if it's still around. I think it was bought by Sunbeam, so I think it's gone. So, but I do remember this product, you know, when it was advertised, when I saw it on TV as a kid. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my tribute to actor Cindy Morgan and the demise of Fruit Strike Gum. Before I get started, I want to mention one or two things. Well, first, it snowed yesterday. I did some shoveling. A couple of people were concerned because, you know, at my age, you got to be careful when you shovel. It was nothing. It was very light, you know, and I just swept it, you know. If it was, like, real heavy, I'd get the snowblower out. You know, I have not used the snowblower in 2 years. You know, we haven't had much snow, nothing substantial. But according to the weather, maybe we'll get something Tuesday. I hope not. You know, so we'll see about that. And probably this the following weekend, which I'm going to have my class reunion for Correas Elementary School. You know, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It is 47 years since we graduated. Oh my God, that's a long time. You know, I started this on Facebook, you know, to get a reunion, to get started. I got responses, but nothing happened. You know, people were busy, you know, with their lives. And I understand that, you know, with their, you know, with their families, their job, and they were not out, they're not in town and all that. Finally, we discussed this last year. We got together and they set a date. You know, I didn't set the date, so that's okay with me, but I did. I was kind of responsible finding people. Some people that some of the people have not seen, other people in my class have not seen in years. Ever since we were kids. As far as I know, they're coming. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out Saturday. It'll be kind of interesting. So we'll get together Saturday night. I'm either nervous and excited. I really am. Yeah, so hopefully the weather will be good. And last turnout I heard, we had 23 kids in our class. Last I heard, it'll be 20. So there'll also be kids from that didn't graduate with us, but they were there, and hopefully they will come, and they were invited, and that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, it's like some kids were there, didn't meet, but they came later, so it'd be kind of funny, you know, they never met each other, or maybe they have, like that, and we'll see about that, and then had a nice dinner last night. We had some company. My mom cooked, you know, nice turkey breast dinner. I ate too much. I hate that because it's delicious. So I'm trying to, you know, go back on the diet. It's not easy. You know, I try to lose weight. You know, I do some walking still. But, you know, with the medication I take, it's hard. I like that. Also, Friday, I stubbed my big right toe. I was cleaning, and I hit a box that was on the floor in the bedroom. I didn't see it. And it's like, oh, that didn't hurt. It hurt first, but then afterwards it hurt like heck. Oh, it was terrible. When I go up the stairs, it's like, oh, I've never experienced that kind of pain. I never experienced that kind of pain. And a few hours later, it turned like really black and blue. And it's a deep bruise. So I showed it to my brother. He says, that happened to him. And he says, just soak it in warm water with Epsom salt, and that would work. Some people suggest ice, but it's not swollen. If it was swollen, yes, I would put ice on it. It doesn't hurt that much. It just looks ugly. So it's going to be a while. Probably take a couple of weeks just for it to disappear, and color changes like that. But it's really good. I was not going to post it on social media. No, because I don't want to gross people out. That is not, I don't want to do that. That's, unless somebody asks me. No, I won't do that. Okay. Anyway, enough about me. Okay. Now let's get on with the show. I'm going to do my tribute to actress Cindy Morgan. This was a complete shock. I saw this yesterday online. And that was very sad. She died on December 30th, 2023. So it's like about a week ago. And she was 69 years old. She died at Lake Worth Beach, Florida. She was born Cynthia Ann Sikorski. I think that's how you pronounce her name. September 29th, 1954, in Chicago. Here's a funny thing about this. I didn't get the connection of her being on the radio and an actress. I don't know why. Maybe I forgot or never noticed. I just overlooked it. It was bizarre, like that. So, she attended Northern Illinois University. She was a DJ on the campus radio station. I don't know if they still have that. I don't know. My brother went to Northern. And there was a station. I think it was WSDM in FM 98. It could have been another one. I don't know. And then they got the... And then she adopted the name Morgan from Sikorski. It was from a story she read, I think it was from King Arthur, about Morgan Le Fay when she was very young. So that stuck with that. And she was like a witch, an enchantress, Then after graduation, she worked at a TV station in Rockford. And she did the weather. And then she went to Chicago, and then she was a DJ for WSDM. Now, that radio station was an all-jazz station, and then it turned into a rock and roll station. And what was unique about that time, it was all women on staff. So that was very innovative at the time, but like in the... I believe like the late 60s and the early 70s, like that. And she was like an, overnight DJ. And she quit. I don't know. She has some issues, and then she quit about a labor dispute, and then she just walked out. Okay. And then she worked for Fiat Automobiles. I don't know what she did. And then in 1978, she moved to L.A. And the funny thing, then she started in commercials. And she became the Irish Spring girl, for the soap in those commercials. I'm going to play that commercial in a moment. She'll have that Irish brogue, It's a fine scent, like that. And then she did that. She attended acting schools and workshops, you know, just to get, you know, her acting chops in order. And then she got her first role. Well, it wasn't actually her, not her first role, but it was her very first big role in Caddyshack. And she was, her role was Lacey Underall. When I think of Underall, I think of Underalls. You know, remember the, you know, that commercial, you know, the for the underwear. And I don't know if she enjoyed the role or the movie. Maybe she did. I don't know. So let's think about that. And then before Caddyshack, she appeared in American Gigolo. I have not seen this movie in ages, you know, and not since the 80s, you know, with Richard Gere. I got to watch it again. Also, the her other famous role was in Tron. She was Laura Yori, you know, that's at the computerized movie. I saw this movie at Fort City East Theater in Chicago, not Fort City West, the other one. And it was one of a kind. It was very interesting. It was something I've never seen before in my life. And she was in that movie. And I heard they did a remake later on, probably a couple of years ago. Then in, in Walt Disney World in Orlando, they have a roller coaster ride based on the movie Tron. And I saw that on TV. And that looked kind of cool. It really did. You know, well, who knows? Maybe I'll write it. I don't know. And then she appeared in a lot of films and a lot of television. Her first TV role was The Love Boat. Yeah. And then she appeared in Chips, Vegas. She was in a TV series called Bring 'em Back Alive that aired in 1982. That starred Bruce Boxleitner, another Chicago native. And they starred in that. And they also starred in Tron. They did that. Let's see what else. She was in the Fall Guy, Amazing Stories. Hunter, Matlock. What I remember her mostly was on the primetime soap opera Falcon Crest, and she played a character called Gabrielle Short. She was Chase Gilberti's girlfriend. He was separated, and he was going out with her, and she was kind of obnoxious, you know, like that, you know. But it was her, you know, and a very pretty. She was very pretty, you know. She was a very pretty lady, like that. And then she continued acting until the 90s. And then, let's see. She did some charitable work. She supported the United States military and all that. And hosted the Willowcrest Golf Club in Oak Brook, Illinois, which was great, you know. So let's see. So, so the movie, The Tron Legacy, that premiered in April 2nd, 2010, she reunited with her co-star, Bruce Boxleitner, best known as Scarecrow and Mrs. King, you know, Kate Jackson, and they promote the movie. So that was good. And then she moved to Florida, and they made a documentary about Caddyshack. I haven't seen that, so I like to see it. But, you know, about that movie, Caddyshack, you know, it is one of the funniest movies I ever saw in my life. And it's like, when this was released, it was a huge hit for Rodney Dangerfield. He was the most obnoxious guy in that movie. And you can't stop laughing at him. You know, he made Ted Knight... you know, actor Ted Knight's life miserable at the country club. You know, and of course, Bill Murray was in the movie. Chevy Chase was in it. Michael O'Keefe, and you know, two of my favorite scenes in Caddyshack was, I think it was like Ted Knight's son. He was drinking. He took drinks off the of other off the tables of other guests, and he kept, you know, swinging the brandies and the cognacs, and he got sick, you know, he got drunk, and then he threw up in the car. Also, and there was, you know, also the gopher, there was a funny scene in that. And then the other one was Rodney Dangerfield said some remark about some food that's dog food, and then they just switch over to a chef, and he goes, dog food, and he got highly insulted. I thought it was funny. I don't know about other people, but I guess not. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for Irish Spring that features Cindy Morgan with her Irish Brogue. And this commercial came out in 1979, you know, and she did other, you know, that's the only one I could find on YouTube. So there are other Irish Spring commercials. She might be in it, but there were other actresses played in that as well. Okay. So here it is, and so sit back and relax, folks, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
You're a strong man, Brian.
Aye, am I too strong?
Then shower up with Irish Spring.
Ah, the double deodorant soap.
The very one to get a strong man fresh. Look, and these green and white stripes are two deodorants to get a man fresh and clean.
What a fine, fresh scent.
That's why I use it, too.
Irish Spring, with two deodorants.
Gets a strong man fresh.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Irish Spring featuring Cindy Morgan from 1979. You hear her Irish brogue. Actually, she's not Irish. She's she's Polish and German descent. So, you know. So that's, she pulled it off really well. You know, I didn't listen to her on the radio. I was very young, so I did not notice. And, you know, like I said before, I had no idea she was on the radio before she started her acting career. And that's very interesting. So she has Chicago ties because she was born in Chicago, and so that's great. It's a shame she passed away. It really, really, really is. So a lot of people were surprised about that. But they all remember her from Caddyshack. You know, that movie will live on forever. It's, you know, to this day, it's still funny. You know, it's if you need a good laugh for the day, you know, just watch it. You know, and my deepest condolences to her family. You know, that's terrible. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Fruit Strike Gum, which I was surprised about this. I saw this online. I went did some research to make sure this was really legit. If this gum is gone, and I believe it is gone. So I'll give you a little history of this product. It was first called the five-flavor gum, and it was invented by a man named James Parker. By the Beechnut Company. Beechnut Company no longer exists. They used to make baby food, other products like that. And then it was acquired by a candy company called Farley and Sather's Candy Company. And, but, let's see, so... And then it merged with Ferrera Pan, the Ferrera Candy Company, which are based in Chicago. And still, they're still going strong. You know, that's great. It's wonderful. And the flavors they had was cherry stripe, orange stripe, lemon stripe, orange stripe. I think so. No, it's cherry stripe, orange stripe, lemon stripe, lime stripes. Excuse me. Or there was another flavor. I don't know what the other one was. I don't know. I don't remember. And anyway, so let's see. So the flag flavor. So I remember chewing this gum when I was a kid. I used to buy it all the time. When you open the pack, you know, like that, you smell it, just like when you open a pack of cigarettes. That's what, according to some people. So you see, you know, you open a fresh bag, go, oh, like that. So that's how it was with gum with me. And you know, same thing when you my memories is like with Juicy Fruit or spearmint, but Juicy Fruit, you smell inside. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Same thing with Fruit Strike gum. It's that smell. The biggest complaint about this gum, like other gums, is the flavors don't really last long. And then you're like, you chew it. And then a few minutes later, it's tasteless and you throw it out. It's not really refreshing. It just tastes good. You know, if you want refreshing, you can get spearmint or peppermint, you know, or wintergreen. Do that. And I remember seeing the gums and that gum, that is, in drugstores, grocery stores when I was a kid. I used to go to the drugstore at Edwards Drugstore in Ashburn. And I used to pick up a pack or like a huge pack that had more than five, like that. Also had the logo, not the logo, the animal, the zebra stripe. He was in that, and he was there for many years, and he was on television as well. So he was like the mascot of this gum. Okay. So right now, I'm going to play a commercial for Fruit Strike Gum featuring the zebra stripe. It's from the 1970s, and you will listen to the flavors. I remember this commercial very well. And then when I come back, I'll close out the show. Okay, folks? Thank you.
Funny to tickle your tongue with Fruit Stripe gum.
Me, 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 me.
Tickle your tongue with Fruit Stripe gum. Each pack has different tickly Fruit Stripe flavors. Cherry Stripe, Lemon Stripe, Orange Stripe, Lime Stripe. It tickles your tongue. It's fun.
It won't tickle my tongue, Zebra.
It does, it does.
Tickle your tongue with Beech Nut Fruit Stripe gum.
It's fun.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Fruit Strike gum. Here's some more trivia about this product. At first, when it was first advertised in 1969, they had not just the zebra. They had other animals. They had the zebra, the tiger, the elephant, and the mouse, and they were all striped like that. And they were... they were featured in coloring books and toys. And then later, the zebras remained, but the other characters were dropped. And he was just a sole mascot. And his name was Yipes, because he used to say Yipes all the time in the commercials. So, so that's very interesting of that. Yeah. Also, other flavors down the road they had were not just the ones mentioned in the commercial and the ones I mentioned. They also had grape, mixed berry. Also, Fruit Stripe had bubble gum. And I remember having that too. And it was pretty good. But I believe this gum is gone. It really is. This type of gum. I have not seen it. If I go out to sometime, maybe go get some gas or go to a 7-Eleven, go to a store and see if it's available or in stock. You know, we'll see what happens. I don't think it is like that. I don't know if you can buy it online, if it's available. I checked, you know, like Amazon or like any candy companies that deal with nostalgic candy. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. But that's really sad because that's part of my life, you know, part of my childhood was disappeared. because I like that. It was one of my favorite gums. It really was. Of course, I talked about bubble gum way back in a podcast episode, you know, when I was a teenager. I talked about the flavors and all that. I think I believe bubble gum's still around. Yeah. So that's a shame. Okay. All right, so that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about my tribute to actress Cindy Morgan and the demise of Fruit Stripe Gum. And this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. Just use one of those apps on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your laptop. Just hit follow or subscribe if any of those buttons they feature. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishingchicagoland.blog. You can, it'll take you to a link and you can listen. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. I've said this time and time again. If you want to listen to the podcast, go to YouTube. This is much, a lot of people find that easier. And they always ask me, where do I find your podcast? How can I listen to your podcast? Go to YouTube. You can listen to previous episodes. Also, it'll be on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, and Threads. I don't know if I left anyone out. I don't know. That's okay. So there's links to that. You can listen anytime, any place if you'd like. I really appreciate if you do. Okay, so this is Pico Stanis, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me on this nice Sunday. It's not snowing. It's a little chilly. Not too bad. Today is the Bears games versus the Packers. So everyone have fun watching. It's been all over social media about this, you know, and you should see all the crazy things that people post about this. Oh, it's like either you laugh or you're like, what? They start swearing about this? I don't want to get into it. Yeah. Everyone just enjoy it. If you're a football fan, have fun. All right. I will have another podcast episode on Tuesday, probably. We'll see. And I'll think of something to talk about. I'm sure something will come up. Okay. So here's bye-bye for me. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. And so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.